Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Monday. Kind of a weird week. So we're off for Veterans Day tomorrow. It's just like, it almost feels like this, just sticking the spokes. Like, oh, stop.
Go, I like it.
Stop. Well, I'm definitely going to take a nap today. That'll be good.
Oh, right? So you can stay up? No, I'm going to
stay
schedule.
Up late. No, maybe I'll watch Weapons or something.
Oh, I hope you do, because I just really, I wouldn't recommend it to people. It's too creepy, but it's also really, really good.
Yeah,
we're watching.
Ruthie's really good in it.
We're watching a show right now, so we'll probably watch this. It's called Day of the Jackal. It's on one of the streamers. I think it might be on Peacock, actually.
Oh, it's a TV show.
Yes. Okay. It's Eddie Redmayne plays this sniper guy, this assassin. And my kid was telling me, he's like, oh, we got sucked right. And you will. You'll get, it's excellent. It's really good. Day of the Jackal. And then Weapons. But I think we'll probably finish that before we break into a movie. We do movies between shows usually.
Mm.
You know, everybody has their way. Winterland tickets this week include an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco, which is right across the street from the Masonic. So if you win some tickets this week, it's a prize package. Tickets are going fast. We want you to be at the show with us. Get your tickets before they sell out. All this week, more chances to win. 905, 1205, and 505. We'll give you code words. Take them to RadioAlice.com. So it's tickets to Winterland and an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco the same night of the show, which is, it's just great. I love the Fairmont. Alice in Winterland, starring Grammy Award nominee for Best New Artist, Alex Warren and Rob Thomas, December 4th at the Masonic. This has been in my pile of stories for a while, and I'm just going to get to it before it gets away from me. It's for you, Vin.
It's for me.
There's an influencer, and her name is Haley Bailey. It's not really. It's something else, I'm sure. Do you know what story I'm talking about?
I think so, but go ahead.
She was married to a guy in the NFL.
Haley Bailey was.
Yeah. His name is Matt Khalil. And she says, our marriage ended because he's too big. They divorced in 2022.
Some of those guys go 500
tiny.
Pounds.
Yeah, that's.
Yep. Not five, but you know, sure. 400 something.
Come and take a look. Here, have a look at the pair of them. Now, she's a tiny little thing, and he's a big NFL guy.
Okay, well, he's not an offensive lineman,
nope.
So I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I know. It is weird, isn't it? Her name is Haley Bailey on social media, and she's a little donut. She's really cute. And there's a lot of pictures of them.
It's not a choice.
Well, I mean,
it must be a little donut.
It's a very little donut, apparently. He has since, I'm not sure if he married, but he got a lady pregnant. So, you know, sometimes it happens. She said, I was going to try it all. We tried therapists, doctors, not even lying, looked up lipo type stuff. That's why it's kind of funny. Like, my life is a comedy and it writes itself. That was the biggest factor. She says she still loves him, but she said it's the size of him is like 0.01% of the population.
And isn't that something that you think that you'd get used to? We're talking about his man area, right? I mean,
is that what we're talking about, Vinny? There is a too much factor. She said they tried. Look, they got married, so they clearly made it work. But it's at least for a while. But then I'm sure it becomes a thing where it's like, get away from me with that monster.
That's it, guys. Our wives are ducking us because we're too big.
Oh, that must be it. Yeah, it's got to be it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's funny. I actually got a bad advice from someone who's saying he just doesn't get any from his wife. And I'm like, well, Vinny might have just nailed it.
We're all too big.
Get a reduction. Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe that's it.
All right.
She says, we tried. It's impossible unless you're going to be in tears. So they broke up. Looks like he married another model. She a big donut? I don't know. Because they have kids. They have a kid.
Well, I imagine there are people who would say that's too much and other people who would say that's just right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sometimes there is no just right. Sometimes it's just Goldilocks all the way.
I don't know what that means.
That is.
I mean.
Sometimes, Vinny, it just. She tried. She tried and tried. They tried everything. Moving on. I just wanted you to know. I felt like that would make you feel better.
I'm sad to see their relationship go because of that. That's terrible, actually.
It is.
I mean, when you think about it.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure somewhere
compatible.
Inside him, he has a moment where he's like,
well,
yeah. But also,
this is me.
You know, if he loves her and wanted to be with her, I don't know. I mean, you'd like to think so.
They did marry. You'd like to think that he saw a future. And she was like, well, I mean, in the future, maybe.
That's one of those weird things, though, that I guess she just assumed it would get easy. Like, you know,
yes.
You keep telling yourself, this will get better in time. Eventually they'll stop drinking, or that will fit, or this will work out, seems to me like you should have, like, here's some advice, everyone. Have all that ironed out before you get married.
Yeah.
Even postpone the damn thing and make sure that you've got to that place where you feel like, yeah, for life. Like, you're there already, though, not... I'm going to gamble on this. I'm rolling the dice on these elements.
I want to say that they dated for a long time.
Yeah, what is she talking about?
They dated so it sounds like she was trying. They first began dating after he was drafted by the Vikings in 2012. So
I don't know the dude's name at all.
I don't either. Matt Khalil. So they were, I guess they'd been trying for 10 years and she was just done with it? I don't know. They were married for a long time, too. They got married in 2015. So she filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. Oh, well. Oopsie.
Well, ladies, there's a...
Nah, he's already with some other lady.
Oh, he already...
Has a baby with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, do you have the Stefon Diggs story?
I do have the Stefon Diggs. Okay. So how funny that you... I'll do it right now because you asked, because I don't know if I'm going to get to it today. It's actually, this is another one that's been kind of floating around. You are the father. Four different ladies?
I heard he has four different kids in different stages of development.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
With four different ladies.
The latest one is, because he's with Cardi B. And
she's pregnant.
She has a baby coming. Stefon Diggs is the father of an Instagram model's baby. This according to a paternity test that he was like, I guess we're going through this again. Let's get a paternity test going.
Is there any chance this guy thinks that's funny or like maybe somehow makes him cool because he's able to be with four hot chicks and knock all four of them up?
I feel like it gets less funny the more times it happens. Although, I mean, look at Nick Cannon. He thinks it's funny.
But, I mean, I hope he has.
It seems like he's sort of come to his, he's out there saying this is Mariah's fault, which it isn't, just so we're clear. No matter what that chick might have or might not have done, she didn't. He did not have to put babies into 12 different girls.
Right.
And actually, I don't think it's 12. I think he's got some twins, and he's got a few with a couple girls. So maybe it's 7. I don't know.
So he just tested as the father of a fourth baby.
Yes. Well, this baby was born.
Oh, I had already. All
the
okay. dish.
All the baby's, I want to say, let's see.
7 months old?
Yeah, I think was born in April of this year. And so apparently this is before he took up with Cardi B. So it's not like there's a big cheating allegation or something, but it does turn out that this is it. The kid's so cute too.
Well, I don't know how he's not cheating. Maybe they have one of those agreements. You know what I mean, Bob?
Oh.
I've heard of those.
A little callback.
Till Friday. That was a fun show. Anyway.
It's available as a podcast.
This baby was born like last April, I think. And she announced Cardi B announced her fourth pregnancy in September with Stephon Diggs. Having a baby with my boyfriend.
But he's knocked up some other girls, I guess, prior to getting her knocked up.
This'll, okay. Sure.
Sure.
That's got to feel good. I'm sure she love conquers all, Vin. I'm sure it's all fine. All right. A couple more quick notes here. Kim Kardashian did not pass the California bar exam.
Oh.
I'm not a lawyer yet. I just play a very well-dressed one on TV. And the reviews are in. Kim Kardashian's All Fair receives a shocking 0% Rotten Tomatoes rating, and it's called the worst TV show ever by multiple critics.
I saw a still photo of what she's calling a suit.
Mm.
Did you see this picture?
Well, she's got a suit on that does look like a suit in this picture.
From the front, it looks like a suit.
Yeah.
From the back, her thong is coming up over the top of the pants, and the pants have been cut down.
Oh.
About half butt cheek. So like if you were, you know, sagging and your pants were down around your butt, you know, low, hanging low.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. But they're cut out to do that.
Oh.
So it was just a side view. And I thought, okay.
Oh, I don't see that in the story. I see her in all these different. Apparently people are saying even the wardrobe can't save this. It's like, you know, slutty lawyers.
It was definitely slutty lawyer look. For sure. No courthouse would be like, come on in.
Oh, there. Is that it?
That's it. Oh, well, that is it. Yes.
So from the front, it looks like she's got a long sleeve shirt and a vest on.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and it's like a scoop neck back. Scoop neck butt back.
What are you doing?
And the suit is this nice blue colorway, and then the thong is like a maroon.
Yeah, it doesn't really match.
It doesn't match.
I like it.
I might have gone navy.
I know what you're saying, Maddie. She cuts a nice line, but I'm just saying, like, there's no court in the world would be like, come on in.
You're right about that.
A good way to distract the jurors. Just,
the court of Henry VIII might have put up.
Or to have the judge throw you the hell out.
Or say, wait for me in my chambers.
Maybe.
Madam Lawyer, you're just too damn sexy. You gotta go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Does this impinge my ability to defend
my
client?
So she failed her law exams.
Yeah, she failed the bar.
Okay.
She tried.
No.
She was saying she was using AI to study.
She blamed it on it.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course she did.
I can't even imagine how difficult that is, but...
Mm. You know. A lot of work. Put the work in, girl.
I think like half of the people who take it fail.
Yeah. I'm sure it's very difficult.
And I'll leave you with this. Predator Badlands got $40 million. Number one. Let's see. Anything else? So that was what everyone went to see.
I watched that movie Prey that you told me.
Oh, what'd you think?
Loved it.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really like the young woman.
She's
great. Yeah, I don't really know her from anything else, but she's excellent.
But I hadn't watched a Predator movie since the first one, so that was cool.
It's really good.
Yeah. Thanks for the
tip. I can't remember.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, sure. Well, I don't want you to spoil anything. I've actually seen it twice, and I can't like quite remember what the ending is.
The Predator loses.
Well, you know, you want to think that the humans will will survive. Anyway, and then... Sydney Sweeney's movie, Christy, which I
The boxing movie.
Mm-hmm. That I think that was very limited. Well, it was in 2000 theaters, made about $1.3 million. Good for 11th place. So, all right, what you got coming up, Vin?
I'm sure she's trying to get an Oscar, right?
Yeah, she's even going to do a charity boxing match, is what I heard, or a charity fight, because she did all that training.
10 years ago this week, these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen to the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Yeah, this one.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. GLP-1s for weight loss?
All right.
Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio. That's right. The word radio will get you started for just $99 this season.
Nice.
That's radio at jumpstartmd.com. All right. Here's what's happening. You know, the thing early risers say is, oh, what a sunrise. And it's true.
It's insanity out there right now.
There is a beautiful sunrise. Yeah. I know all the people asleep are like, yeah, but I was asleep.
No, you're up now. You should go peek out the window. Super pretty. Very, very pretty. We wouldn't have even noticed except that the we look due west. And so all the buildings were like lit up with this kind of rosy color. So pretty.
So there's a beautiful sunrise. This weekend was way warmer than anyone could have expected.
Smoking hot.
And it'll be about 80 today.
Oh boy, another hottie.
It's a little cooler than the weekend, but still really warm. And then we've got a storm coming Wednesday through Friday. It'll begin right now. It appears we'll see that Wednesday afternoon.
If I get around to it.
And it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I heard you. I know all about it. I know what I'm supposed to do, Vinny.
Okay, well, get it done. Sheesh.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't push me.
The Niners lost over the weekend. The Rams were just at full strength and we were not. We were keeping up, kinda, but not really. So 42-26. We beat them the first time, but we've got to do better. If they're at full strength, that's a good team, those Rams.
Dang it.
All right. 10 years ago this week. I like this because in some cases we've come a long way in a short time. In others, you're like, I don't know. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
I like these.
The Butterball Hotline revealed the dumbest Thanksgiving questions they'd ever gotten.
Oh.
They included how to cook a turkey so that it has bikini tan lines.
Oh.
And someone asked if they could slow cook a turkey for 4 days to maximize the delicious smells in the house.
And can you?
No.
Oh, that's a dumb question.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
It's super dry.
Well, I mean, you could cook one real slow for 4 days, throw that one out, throw in the one.
Okay. Well, let me just add from some other reading I've done, there's going to be a shortage of turkeys this year.
Mm. Don't have one for 4 days, chuck it out and start a new one.
You might not be able to. Also, if you get one that you think is good and about the right size, and get it.
Mm.
Don't be like, give it a few more days. You may just find yourself eating ham. Mm.
I like ham, though.
I like ham, too.
I do.
No,
ham's good.
It's Thanksgiving and people want turkey.
They do. But then they have it and they go, yeah, turkey, overrated. Mm.
I've never thought that.
Really?
Have you?
Yes. Yeah. If I have a choice
turkey's between overrated?
Turkey and, say, prime rib, I'll go prime rib.
So you're, so like this Thanksgiving, you would have prime rib if it were up to you?
This Thanksgiving, we have a reservation in New York. So I'm going to probably have the plate of food. But I have gone for Thanksgiving dinner with my kids and John. We went to this seafood place one time where they were doing a turkey rollout. And I was like, I'm having a lobster. They had them there. So I had that.
All right.
The leftovers are the best part,
though. You know, I agree with you. I do like a turkey sandwich later. And as I learned from friends, the moist maker, you know, you dip in the bread into the gravy and put it in there. I mean, that's delightful. But I just don't care that much about turkey. So I'm not worried about it.
I love it. I am worried.
Mm.
I want the turkey. Ellen.
Oh, DeGeneres?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen, 10 years ago this week, was named the kindest celebrity in Hollywood.
She was actually given an award called the kindest celebrity. That is hilarious.
Celebrity in NBC News polled people, and Ellen got the most votes by far as the kindest celebrity in Hollywood.
She's so kind.
Taylor Swift ranked second.
Oh.
And then Will Smith.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This didn't age well, this list.
No.
Although Taylor's.
Yeah.
Taylor continues to dominate the world in every category, but Ellen and Will Smith.
So kind.
As long as you keep his wife's name out of your effing mouth.
Oh, all kindness went away.
Jason Aldean's blackface Halloween costume went viral 10 years ago this week.
Oh.
The country singer had gone as Lil Wayne for Halloween and later apologized and said, I didn't mean to offend anybody.
How do you not know to not do that?
It does feel like the word's out.
It's been out.
It has.
I think people assume, I don't know what his deal is. I don't know him. I don't want to defend him. But I think in general, someone might say, well, I know my heart. I'm not racist. I know that I'm not that, so what's the problem?
But this is a tribute to Lil Wayne.
No one else knows that, dude.
Mm.
You know?
I have a Jason Aldean story about encores. I didn't know about the blackface thing. He's still very popular. I guess he survived in the country world.
Yeah, I don't know. Jason Aldean.
Yeah, they don't care if you throw stuff off a balcony and almost kill somebody and use racial epithets.
The backlash, though, on him was swift, and critics called it racist and tone deaf. And he, of course, did, you know, oh, I don't know. Okay. Ronda Rousey, 10 years ago this week, lost her first fight.
Oh, I might have pay-per-viewed this fight.
Probably. Once seen as unbeatable in the UFC. She met her match in 2015 when Holly Holm knocked her out with a brutal head kick. The stunning upset ended Rousey's undefeated streak and led to the end of her MMA career.
I love Holly Holm.
Her next and final UFC fight would come a year later in 2016, and she lost that one too.
Oh, boy.
That's fighting. Like, eventually you will lose.
Yeah.
That is the way it is.
You'll meet somebody. You'll have met your match.
And I give all the all the credit to you. That is so scary.
Mm.
Like, there you are. The cameras are on you.
Fight.
The bell dings. And
fight.
Now
fight.
You
fight.
Gotta go
fight.
Do it.
Right. Oh,
you
my
can't
God.
Run in circles the whole time.
No.
Well, who are you? Don Knotts?
Benny Hill?
Yeah. Hey, you can't. You gotta. You're here to fight.
Right.
You gotta do it.
Stand and deliver.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see here. Too chicken to break up with someone?
Oh.
In 2015, a company called The Breakup Shop offered to do it for you for less than $40.
Huh?
Services ranged from text message breakups for $10 to breakup phone calls for $30. Singles would eventually decide that ghosting was just easier. And so the company is no more.
Oh, that's too bad. Ghosting does work.
Snoop Dogg launched 10 years ago this week. Snoop Dogg launched his own cannabis line. I wonder if it's still around.
Oh, if anyone's is, it's got to be Snoop Dogg's. What's the name of it? Does it say?
It says medical marijuana was legal in California, but it would be another year before recreational weed was legalized. Snoop got ahead of it in 2015 with the launch of Leafs by Snoop.
Leafs. See if you can order some.
His own line
Leafs.
Of marijuana products. The brand includes strains of flower, edibles, concentrates.
Oh.
Proving once again that Snoop is as much a business mogul as he is a hip-hop icon.
Mm.
Okay. I think he's a...
He changed it to Death Row Cannabis.
Oh.
Oh. Leafs just sounded too friendly.
Guy's walking around at like... The face of the Olympics coming up this summer. After the Winter Olympics, or was it, what was that? It was the Winter Olympics?
It was the Winter Olympics.
After that, they were like,
this guy's great.
He is great.
More of this guy.
But he also is, what?
It was the Summer Olympics in France.
I think it was.
So it must be the Winter Olympics this time.
Yeah, winter's coming up. You can already see commercials with ski jumpers and stuff in them. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching WVU on Saturday and saw quite a few commercials with Winter Olympians in them already.
Whatever it is, they went all in last time and they've locked him down for next time. Meanwhile, he says stuff where you just go,
I know. How is he not canceled?
I guess no one's anyone will report anything unless it's Snoop.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble.
Right.
Okay. So weird. Speaking of weird, here's a latest wellness trend. If you're up on these kinds of things, like, I got to get in on that. This could be the one.
Oh, okay, this wellness trend is for us.
No. Okay. But I'm telling you, you guys might like it. There's a wellness trend going viral called dark showering. Simple. You take a shower in the dark.
Why is that a wellness trend?
It seems like really an easy way to end up in the ER, but okay. Various doctor types claim that the sensory change that can improve your sleep. If you shower at night before bed, bright lighting tells your brain to wake up by raising cortisol and lowering melatonin. But cutting the lights can have the opposite effect. Low light or no light signals safety. Blah, blah, blah. I would recommend you don't, but I'm passing it on.
Well, it's just that a lot of times I have to like look at the labels to see what I'm using. Is this conditioner or is this shampoo? I don't want to waste a handful of conditioner.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sure.
Not to be in, you know, a place where you in general are nude, but in your shower, how many bottles of things do you have?
I have a lot of bottles of things. A
lot of bottles
not,
of things.
Not like, you know how some people have like every square inch? We have like, John has his niche in the wall and he's got a bunch of stuff. And I have probably five or six things.
Niches?
Little things in the niche. Like I have my main shampoo and conditioner. There's like a body wash thing in there for sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's this one. It's like a conditioner, but I use it to shave my armpits and my legs and et cetera. Because I like it.
You use conditioner.
Yeah, conditioner.
To shave.
Yep. So do I.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's nice because it kind of moisturizes your legs at and everything at the
same
time.
Well, I see that. And as a former hair farmer myself, I used to go through conditioner almost like on a 2-to-1 soap to conditioner. So you must be going through bottles. Well, you don't shave your legs that often.
I don't shave that often, but I use a specific one for that. And it's, but I have cut my conditioner use down a lot because I realized that it doesn't matter. Like I just take, I put a little bit of shampoo in my hair, lathers my whole head, rinse it out, put a little bit of conditioner, make sure my hair is wet, and I just run it over it. And it's like the same thing, but it costs half the price because you're just not using as much. Like no matter how long my hair gets, I just don't need that much. You don't need that much.
You don't.
You just really need to rinse it through your hair and your hair is fine.
And yet, I would do the shampoo because that, you know, seems to go miles.
You would put
and then
handfuls
you go,
of it on your hair. Yeah. I used to go 3-to-1. That would be
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't do that. Okay.
No, I just don't think that you need it. I'm trying to talk my one kid that whenever he comes home, he goes through an entire bottle of conditioner.
He's a hair farmer too, though, right?
Yeah, he's got pretty long hair.
Well,
I'm like, you just don't need it a little bit.
And still goes through a whole bottle of that stuff.
I got to replace it.
Anyway, dark showering, everyone. I don't know. Seems like not a wellness trend, just a way to end up in the ER.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't. That actually just sounds like someone desperate for something to talk about on the internet to me.
Well,
what do I know?
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks. It's Monday, so, you know, not that great.
It's Monday. It's great. And we have tomorrow off. It's a
I know,
holiday.
Weird. So
it
strange.
Is weird.
Yeah.
800-400-3697 is our text number. I imagine we have a few of these.
Yeah, from the good old 408, first day back from maternity leave. I missed you guys.
Oh.
Wanted to hype myself up with Golden this morning, but didn't want to wake up the kids. And I get in the car, and what do you know? There it is.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with y'all. Thank you.
We're obsessed with you too.
Congratulations.
The maternity leave thing is brutal. Going back the first day, I certainly can, watching Christina kind of cry, like, I don't want to go back.
Right.
I don't want to leave my kid.
I couldn't wait to get the hell out of
here. I know. Most of us
God,
are like,
get me back to work.
Over it.
510, I was a holiday hotline specialist for a local store. A woman called and asked what part of the turkey was the breast from.
Oh.
Maybe she did
the
not.
The chest area.
Yeah. I guess that if you look at a turkey whose head has been lopped off and it's prepared, like, I guess if you didn't know about anatomy, you might be like, I don't know what's what here.
No.
Really? No. I'm trying to help.
I know, but here. I don't think, I just seems like no. Mm. By the way, we're walking into this place to get some food, and I saw this guy sitting with just a brand new baby. He's like 6 weeks old. And he looked like the tiredest mofo on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm walking by and I'm holding Edie's hand. I go, look, that's a brand new baby. That's what you looked like when you were brand new. And Dad smiles and he kind of holds the baby out. And I go, how you doing, Papa? You holding up? And he goes, I haven't slept in ages. And I just went, oh.
It gets better.
Have a good one. Yeah. They eventually look like this, but bye.
Yeah.
Oh!
From the 510, years ago, the power went out while I was in the shower. I shrugged and kept going. I can find all of my parts in the dark. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world, but there are shower falls that are ruinous.
Why risk it?
I think that's how one of the guys, didn't the guy from Poison die in the shower? I think he fell in the shower.
I have no idea.
And then everyone comes, someone finally finds you and the water's still on and you are nude on the floor of your own shower.
I think about that stuff all the time because I live by myself.
And well, you got Fred.
Well, I know, but if I died in my apartment, it would be days before somebody found me. Ugh, terrible thought.
Well, wouldn't your dog be barking like, please someone help
Fred's
me?
Fred's like,
he'd probably lay down next to me and try to.
You wouldn't, we'd, unless it happened like Friday morning after you got home from work, we would definitely.
I've got friends.
If we couldn't get a hold of you, I'd call.
I would call Jane and say, Jane, can you hop in your hearse and go check on, you may actually be able to put that thing to use. Hasn't been seen for days.
I do have a couple friends that I've told them, I'm like, if you text me and you don't hear back for 3 days, please call the Alameda Police Department or do something.
Wellness check.
That's a terrible thing, though, because you don't answer your texts ever anyway.
So people have no hope about
it. Like, wow, what? You got that brand new phone. You don't sit around with it?
I do, but it's just a lot of work to answer. Sometimes I just don't.
It's so too. It's a lot of work. A lot of work to answer.
To answer.
Are you like the one guy not married to your phone? He forgets his phone in the car regularly. Like, he has to leave this building, walk two blocks up the street, get his phone, come back.
Did it this morning.
Yep.
And I leave it here, too. And then I come back, and Bob gives me a look of disgust. How do you walk out of here without your phone?
I know. Who does that?
Well, you're the producer of a major market morning show.
Yeah. Like, we need to be able to get a hold of you.
I know.
It makes no sense.
Just email me. Just email me.
No.
Just email me. Send in an email. I'm like, okay.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Milli Vanilli and Britney Spears are back, baby.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.